This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We got a nugget for you.
Okay.
We'll go to the phones in a second, but the Amon-Ra St. Brown details.
I like details.
So, it's a lot of fluff money.
Always is.
4 years, 120 mil, and so they said 77 guaranteed, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So 4 years and 120 million. But as Bill Barnwell writes, this ends up being about 63.4 million over the first 3 years.
Okay.
So
63.4 over three is 21.
In other words, and I got to dive deeper into this, but if that's true, 63.4 over 3 years, that means that the fourth year is worth $1
billion. 56.6 is what it actually is. So much like Tyreek,
exactly.
They're going to get to that fourth year and they're going to, well,
so,
you know.
When you look at that deal and go, oh, Amon-Ra and Tyreek are now next to one another, the highest paid receivers in the game. He didn't even get what Michael Pittman got. He didn't even get what Calvin Ridley got. Okay? Amon-Ra got an extension that puts him behind Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp, Michael Pittman, Calvin Ridley, and Davante Adams.
In average annual value.
That's right. The deal has, and this is from Pro Football Talk, and thank you Nick Wagner and Bill Barnwell and everyone on Twitter who's breaking this down. The deal has an annual value of $24.675 million, not 30, 24.67, removing the puffed up final year, the average value of the now five-year deal from signing, because you got to include the year coming up, is $21.84 million. That's what Amon-Ra got. And you can now translate that however you want to Brandon Ayuk, but Amon-Ra St. Brown is ahead of Brandon Ayuk in the wide receiver pecking order, I would argue.
Yeah, it's close, but they're...
Amon-Ra, he has put up consistently more numbers.
Another stalwart of your fantasy team, so I know you know him very well.
It's a good draft.
It was a great draft.
Anyway, those two receivers together, man. That was pretty good stuff. Anyway, so if that's what Amon-Ra got, and it falls in, you know, right behind Pittman and Ridley, you might actually be looking at Brandon Ayuk getting above that. However, what does that really mean? You know, TJ Houshmandzadeh said 27.
Yeah.
But that's a fluff year involved type number, because Amon-Ra St. Brown got 30.
Right.
But he actually didn't even get 22. So, like, what is Brandon actually asking? And if you do get past, let's say it is 27 in fluff stuff, but when you boil it all the way down, it's down in the low 20s. It's 23 per year. Like, I don't know. Does that help people? Does that help people feel better about it? I don't even know why the numbers matter to everybody. Who cares? I don't care what the hell he gets. I just want him on the team.
Right.
And I want it to not block them from being able to do the other stuff that they would like to do.
That's, I think, why it matters to people.
Well, of course.
Is the idea that it might block them from doing the things that other people want them to do.
But you're going
to
lose somebody. You're going to lose somebody, and that person might be Brandon. You know? I vote for one of the other guys.
Yeah, and that's all. It might be Brandon tomorrow, and it might be Brandon in 2 or 3 years when, if it is a fluff contract like you just detailed with Amon-Ra St. Brown, and that fourth year is basically $56 million, like Tyreek Hill's fourth year is a monster number that he'll never see, because if they like the player at that point, they tear it up and you give him a new deal and you restructure it to where he gets more money up front, more guaranteed money, and then you can just kind of recycle the same
right.
cycle of a contract. And, you know, if it's Brandon Ayuk, the Niners have done a great job of signing guys to contracts and then restructuring it when the time is right and adding on voidable years on the back, but giving them more guaranteed money at the beginning.
888-957-9570. How about Mickey and Pacifica with Willie and Dibby? Hi, Mickey, what's up?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
Hey there. So in this Ayuk discussion, thank you, Willie, for pointing out that, like you said, only about 25% of the first round wideouts make it. You know, it's the biggest crapshoot there is in the NFL, in the draft. And the thing that nobody's talking about as far as if the Niners do go ahead and trade Ayuk is his intangibles beyond the receptions and the yardage and everything, specifically his blocking. None of these college players coming out are going to be blocking like Ayuk does. Like I've been reading all the so-called experts who know this, and several of them have said that, you know, Harrison isn't going to be a pro style blocker. He's going to need to learn that. They all need to learn that in the pro NFL game. Even Ayuk, look, he had to spend a year in Shanahan's doghouse to learn to get straight and get his head in the game and to learn to be a complete player and to get that blocking and so forth. So, you know, if we trade him now, it's like we're starting over. We're hitting the reset button for pretty much on our Super Bowl window if we do. You know, it's not an all-in move. It's for the future, because that guy, I don't care who he is, even if he is the second coming of Puka Nacua, he's not going to come right in and be a starter from day one. That's just not going to happen. You know, that's why we've got to keep Ayuk no matter what. And really, you know, I've got an idea of somebody else that we can trade. You're going to think I'm crazy, you know, probably going to hang up on me, but, you know, I'll tell you, you know, I don't want to trade, you know, that's, I call them the Fantastic Four on offense. Ayuk, Debo, Kittle, and McCaffrey. I want to keep those four guys together as long as I possibly can. Now, of course, with the salary cap, that's going to be real tricky and probably impossible. But if we trade someone else and keep those guys, another marquee high-end guy who's got trade value,
bring
maybe we can pull it off.
Let's go. Who is it, Mickey?
We've only got one other guy
on our
roster now. Who's that guy?
Who is it?
All right.
Say it!
So, you know.
No, Mickey, you have to say it. Like, this is a show and we have to leave. You're right. We are going to hang up on you at some point. And it might be before you pay it off. You got to pay it off, Mickey. Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, you look on the defensive side of the ball. You know, you can't afford to have a top-flight offense and a top-flight defense in the game anymore. You just can't.
Mickey, I love you so much, but if you don't say a name with the next two words out of your mouth, I'm going to...
He's going to say Nick Bosa, and then we're going to run him.
Okay.
Nick Bosa. Run this guy.
But I like... Mickey made some great points before he made a bad one.
And, I mean... I'm all for the buildup,
and
I'm all for delayed gratification, but you got to pay it off, Mickey. Mickey, you're so fine. And that call kind of blew my mind.
You're so fine. You hurt my mind. Hey, Mickey.
We're not trading Nick Bosa. Maybe we'll take a team that'll take Steph Curry, too, while we're at it. I mean, you're not trading Nick Bosa.
Well, no. And obviously...
I love you, Mickey.
Yeah, no, well, Mickey... if you'd stop.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
3/4 of the way through the call, I'd have given you a standing ovation. You're gonna rack that guy.
Totally.
Yeah, because he actually made some really good points. If you want to get to the circumstances of now with the 49ers, it points even more in the direction of keep Brandon Ayuk, from the fact that you are a Super Bowl competitor, if not the Super Bowl favorite, to the fact that it's an intricate offense that's difficult to learn, to the fact that Kyle Shanahan demands downfield blocking. These are the things that we don't see and talk about. When you go, oh, Puka Nacua, yeah, good numbers. But what about all the other stuff, the fit, the blocking, all of the things, Kyle Shanahan's system, the Super Bowl window? This is me now. You can disagree. I'm not willing to mess with any of that. I'm just not right now.
Yeah, sometimes you got to roll the dice to win big. And, you know, you could sit there and just pay him whatever he wants to be paid, and then you find yourself in cap hell next year.
Not whatever he wants to be paid, but find an agreement. It's there. There's another way to save money. I'm doing it with a different player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.